When a police officer is accused of wrongdoing, videotape may provide crucial evidence about what happened. But 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports the places which most need cameras may be the least likely to have them.
This, as Pittsburghers know all too well, is what it sounded like when an East Pittsburgh police officer shot and killed 17-year-old Antoine Rose Jr. last month.
Why are they shooting at him?
It's not easy to listen to. But if it weren't for this tape, posted on social media by a bystander with a phone camera, many of us might never have heard of Antoine Rose at all. When police encounters turn tragic, public opinion and the justice system often side with the officer. But District Attorney Stephen Zappala repeatedly cited the video when he charged Michael Rosfeld for Rose's death. For example, when a reporter asked about Rosfeld's claim that he thought Rose was carrying a gun, Zappala answered,
"That's inconsistent with the witness statements. It's inconsistent with the YouTube video."
But you can't always count on a bystander with a phone. That's why Vic Walchek, the legal director of the ACLU of Pennsylvania, says police cruisers and officers should be equipped with cameras of their own.
Recordings have become tremendously important in order to try to hold police officers accountable. And it's the old adage, a picture or a photo is worth a thousand words.
Tom Gross, who heads the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association, agrees.
Police chiefs that I talk to and police officers are unanimous, in most of my conversations at least, that they would embrace that technology.
East Pittsburgh Borough did not return calls for comment on this story, yet it may be the kind of community where cameras would be most useful. Its police force is made up of 8 part-time patrol officers. That's not unusual. Many local municipalities, including nearby areas like Rankin and Braddock, rely heavily on part-time officers. But as George Doherty, a University of Pittsburgh public policy professor who works with distressed communities, notes,
"The part-time folks are often younger officers. These things would be good for training, good for correcting mistakes, and so forth."
Meanwhile, East Pittsburgh's demographics are changing. 20 years ago, 3 out of 4 of its residents were white. Now, most of them are black. Doherty says those racial shifts can raise the stakes for distrust between police and residents.
As communities get more diverse, these issues become of a greater concern, especially in a time of crisis.
Cameras don't just provide a record when things go wrong. Vic Walchek of the ACLU says they can ensure that both officers and civilians do what's right.
Lots of studies have shown that when people know that they're being recorded, that they're going to behave more respectfully.
At least one bill has been proposed by the state legislature that would require all police to have cameras while on duty, but it died in committee 3 years ago. Some communities have made the investment anyway. In Pittsburgh, for example, almost all police patrol with cameras mounted in their cars or while wearing body cameras. A police spokesman says the city pays about $400 for each body camera. The devices that download the footage for up to 6 cameras cost another $1,500 each. That's not to mention costs like storing and managing data. Those aren't small costs in places like East Pittsburgh, which has a population of around 1,800 people and spends nearly 1/3 of its budget on policing. State Representative Joe Markosik is the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, and his district includes East Pittsburgh.
Some communities are able to pay more, certainly, and to do more and to buy more equipment. Others cannot. I think that's where the state can step in and perhaps try to even things out so that we provide the public with the best possible service that we can give them.
Still, he says, in Harrisburg,
it's tough to find new money to do almost anything.
In fact, a state crime commission has applied for a $1.4 million federal grant to buy cameras for police to wear. A spokeswoman said that if the state gets the grant, it could purchase 1,000 cameras for local police officers. That works out to 1 camera apiece for each of Pennsylvania's more than 900 police departments. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.